Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 22, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with, of course, awakeningplus.com and astroshaman.com. So tonight we have shamanic awakening ceremony. We do this every couple of months, and this is one of our most intense events. The only thing that is comparably strong is our shamanic breathwork events. If it says shamanic on the front, it's going to be intense. So tonight we're going to do some strong clearing and healing. And here's how we're going to play it. We'll start in our usual manner with me calling the directions, calling the ally, setting the container, as we always do. And then we'll go through a process that will include the complete embodied invocation cycle, all four pieces of that. So after the allies are present, then I will invite you into the first invocation, maximum divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. And we'll get a warm up there. I'll sing a mantra at that point to really sweeten the energy. Once we have that lovely field as our baseline, then we go to the heart of our work, which is the healing stuff. You'll do a healing invocation, and I'll spend a long time rattling and bringing energy in. One innovation I'm making this time is I'm not going to use the drum because we consistently have fidelity issues. It always gets distorted. However, the rattles sound pretty good, and that's why we're going to do that. In fact, we're going to quickly do a sound check. I'm going to pause the archive recording while we do this, but with you live folks, I need a little reality check to make sure. We did a sound check last week too, but I've learned you can't be too careful. So we'll pause for just a moment and do that sound check, and I'll need your feedback in the chat after this. A yes will mean sounds good, a no or other comment would mean that it doesn't sound good. So I'm now pausing the archive recording. For those of you on the archive recording, we just did a successful sound check with the large rattle, and that means we should have good sound quality. That's been an issue for ever since I've done these events, and I'm hoping this will be our final solution for that problem. So funny, we may get to the final solution by using a less expensive microphone. Who knew? Anyhow, we'll be in this the clearing for a while. Well, you'll be clearing a lot of heavy energy from your field, wounds, traumas, any hangers-on, dark stuff that's been messing with you. We'll have a chance to clear those too. So that'll go for quite a while. And by the entire event may take up to 2 hours. Now, lately, they have been going a little shorter. Some of them have gone closer to 90 minutes. It just depends on how our flow is going. Then when I can sense enough already, we've done enough healing and clearing, then the energy will be brightening, and I'll invite you to actually merge with your higher self at its level. We don't usually do this in other events, but you'll actually be out of body, merged with higher self just at its level for a little bit, feeling that fully disembodied divine connection. Then we'll invite the higher self into the body, which we like almost always do, and settle that in nice and snug, and then we'll wrap up after that. Probably radiate some of the good vibes out to the universe as we do that too. And then we'll open for any feedback or questions. So that's pretty much it. So let's get rolling. As always, I do request that you do only this. If you can't give this your undivided attention for the next 90 minutes to 2 hours, then of course, you have to be a member to be here. So check it out in the archive recording afterward. Again, as you always hear me say, people tell me the archive recordings are just as potent as the live events. So if you can't do it live and hold good focus, then you can always catch it in the archive. And if you must leave before we've closed the container again, whether you're live or on the recording, just ask the allies to ease you out. And your departure won't disrupt things. I remind you, as I always do, we all co-create the field together. Okay. So let's get rolling. I invite you to close your eyes. And as I call in the energies, I invite you, if you feel energy moving in your body, just hold awareness of that as your focus. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go however it wants to. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kwiti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. There we go. Okay, we have our container. Okay, so the first invocation will be to call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So all these invocations will be spoken to your higher self. I invite you to keep your eyes closed throughout this process unless you must open them for some reason. So Please repeat the following to your higher self, all these invocations, speak them out loud if you can, but you can do them silently if necessary. Here we go. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just relax. I once again invite you just to feel energy moving in your body if you feel it, or just feel breath come and go while I do this mantra to sweeten the field. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Samhita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om. And just rest in this field for a moment. Okay, so we've got a lovely baseline of consciousness. So now we're going to do some healing work. So if you have any particular healing you want, take a moment now and speak it into the field. Again, you are muted, so the others won't hear you on this call, but speak it to your own divinity and the allies so they'll know your preference. Now, when the healings come, you may or may not get what you specifically asked for, but it never hurts to ask. If they don't give you the exact thing you asked for, they'll give you whatever you most need. So go ahead and make your request now. We'll leave a moment for that if you wish. If you don't have a particular request, just relax and feel the energy for a moment. Okay, wrap up your request. Alrighty. So again, we're departing from the usual pattern, and then I'm going to be using the rattle instead of the drum for the first song. Again, this will take a while. So relax, and we're going to open with the healing invocation, and we'll just use the shortcut version. So if you're willing to now receive whatever healing serves your highest good, and you're willing to feel some intensity as we do it, and I should probably give you a little fuller description of what we're getting into here. It's important for you to know you're not going to get overwhelmed. That doesn't happen on our calls. Your higher self and the allies will be watching you very closely, and they won't throw more at you than you can handle. So you may be able to clear a lot of heavy energy, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, but you're not going to go over the top and have more than you can handle. So you can relax and fully open into the process, and you'll be fine. So again, it might be uncomfortable for a while, but it won't be too much. And the greater the intensity of the clearing, the greater the bliss that will follow, which will happen during this call as well. Okay. So I invite you now, if you wish, to speak the following to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. All right. So now we're going to drive the healing musically. You now, same as before, relax. And if you feel things happening in your body, just put your attention where the most intensity is, wherever it hurts or wherever the discomfort is strongest. If there is no particular spot at a given moment, just relax and sort of be with your entire field of energy and just be present there. And then return to focusing into particular areas that are feeling challenged. If a challenged spot moves around, stay with it. Track it like a hound dog. Do not let it get away. If something completely leaves your body and your energy field and it's just gone, that's great. Then you don't have to pay attention to it further. But as long as it's in your body or in your energy field, stay with it if it's the thing you're focusing on. Furthermore, you might start by focusing on one challenging area, and then at some point another different area becomes more strong in terms of challenge. It's okay to shift your focus. Some people find they're able to actually hold focus in multiple places. This happens automatically. So unless you're a little more advanced, you're consciously holding your effort, your intention into the area that feels the most challenge, using however the least energy needed to hold that focus. If you're a little more advanced, you may notice that you're just sort of relaxing into the field and your attention's automatically going where it's needed, and you can even feel your attention going multiple places at once, including into other dimensions. So, and you don't have to try to make any of that happen. If it's going to happen for you, it'll happen spontaneously. Otherwise, just choose your focus wherever it feels the most challenged in your body or your field. All right, let's do this. So here we go.
Kali Kali, Kali 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 Lempia, 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 Kali Kali Kali, 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 Kali Kali. Yeshua, 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 Klima, 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 Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Archangel Raphael, 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 Clean, Healer, Clean, Archangel Raphael, 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 Heal, clean us, heal, clean us, heal us, clean us, heal us, clean us. Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael,
Clean us,
Limpia, 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 limpia. Limpia, 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 limpia. Sana, 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 sana. Sana, 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 sana. Limpia, 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 limpia.
Okay, before we do the next song, I'm going to have a little chat with any dark beings that might be hanging around you. I do this every time we do a shamanic awakening, so this is a standard procedure. And the only preface, if you haven't experienced this before, is that all of us carry some lower vibration beings to some extent. So don't feel singled out here. This is very typical human stuff. I now address any beings who are attached or connected with any humans who are hearing my voice live or on the recording. I address the lower vibration beings who are of darkness, malevolent intent, that sort of thing. And I am Benjamin, and as you can probably tell, dark beings, I come with many powerful allies of love and light. And your human host has voluntarily chosen to be here, which means they are wishing to be rid of as much lower vibration energy as serves highest good. So, in a short time, dark beings, I'm going to do a song of transmutation. The song is specifically designed to either clear beings like you from the field or to transmute them to love and light. So, many dark beings have thought they could withstand the song, and they ended up getting transmuted to love and light anyway. And if you'd rather not have that happen to you, dark being, then I have a way to guarantee your safety. Archangel Michael, would you please open the one-way exit-only portals to the home vibrations of these dark beings, please? Thank you. There they are. So, dark beings, I'd like you to take notice. There is now a portal open to your home dimension. I believe it's true that many of you got trapped here on Earth, and you'd rather be home. In fact, I see some of you darting through the portals already, which is fine. So please understand, dark beings, if you go through the portal, it will be a one-way trip. You cannot return to this human host you're in. However, it will take you directly to your home dimension, and you can hang out with your buddies and wait for your next assignment, if you like. This is the only way to absolutely guarantee that you will not be transmuted to a being of love and light during the next song. So I now leave time for any dark beings who choose to take the offer. Your safety is guaranteed, and you will arrive in your home dimension exactly as you were when you left. So I'm going to play some chimes while this happens, and I'll play the chimes as long as I perceive the dark beings are still going through the portals. And once that's done, then we'll get on to the song of transmutation. You humans, just relax and feel whatever's happening inside you. Again, if you don't have energetic awareness, just feel your breath come and go. In any event, please stay passive. So, dark beings, please consider my offer and take the portal if you want to ensure your safety or if you just want to go home. There's a lot of traffic through the portals, so you humans just relax and let all the dark entities that wish to depart, depart. The traffic's thinning out just a little bit, but we still have lots of entities going through portals. Some of you humans may notice a lightning feeling in your field as these dark guys take off. Okay, we'll play the chimes just a moment longer. Dark Beings, last call for the portals before the new song starts. Take the portal if you want to absolutely guarantee your safety. Nice shift right there. Alright, I now speak to any dark beings that remain and can hear my voice. So dark beings, you can see many of your fellow dark beings have left back to the home dimension. And because you've stayed, I'm guessing it's either because you wish to be transmuted to love and light, which we'll do, or you think you can resist the song, and that we shall see. I will let you know, dark beings, that if during the song you discover you're being transmuted anyway and you'd rather not be, you can still duck through a portal before it finishes up. So the portals are going to stay open throughout the song, but they will close when the song ends. So again, this will be that final opportunity to go through the portal back home, if you wish, dark entities. Alrighty. So you humans, just relax, and just as before, just feel whatever challenging energies are happening. Keep your attention on them and let the divine do everything else.
Out you go, energies of darkness. darkness. Oh, being transmuted to love and light. Oh, being transmuted to love and light. Oh, being transmuted to love and light. Oh, being transmuted to love and light is the light. Poison 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 is the light. Poison. I have to go. Energy to darkness. I have to go. Energy to darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 hey. I have to go, energy to darkness. I have to go, energy to darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Oh, be transmuted to love and light is the light. Poison 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 is the light. Poison.
Alrighty. Thus ends the healing section. Well done, guys. So just feel, humans, how you feel. See if you feel much different than before we started the healing round. Okay, now that we're lightened up, it'll be easier to float on up to our higher self. So our next invocation asks for that. So I invite you to repeat after me now, Spirit that I am. Please make me one with you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. So now notice peacefulness. There should be at least some in your field. And your job is just to focus on that good feeling of peaceful energy. Just relax into it. The peacefulness comes from your higher self, so relaxing into it will naturally kind of elevate you up to your higher self. So just feel that peacefulness and let yourself merge with it the best you can. Just be with it as it is. Don't try to make anything happen. But because it is intelligent divine energy, and it knows you're paying attention to it, it'll give you more of itself to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It knows always how much you can handle. So relax and allow yourself to just be saturated with even more peacefulness. The more passive you are, the more you just let it come to you, the better it'll work. And if you feel a sense of being lifted or becoming lighter, just go with that. Let it happen. So some of us are now merging with higher self. Just allow that. There'll be a deep feeling of peacefulness, deep equanimity, perhaps even bliss. Just relax into whatever nice energies you're feeling here. And as you merge with your own higher self, there's often a sense of just being pure energy without form. And also the feeling that this energy expands infinitely into space. So just be there with higher self for a bit. Just relax into the beingness of it. This is beyond mind, or rather it's beyond intellect, beyond language, so there's no point trying to get words on it. Just be with it. We'll stay here just a moment longer. You may only be feeling your higher self, or you might be aware of the rest of us in a group field as well. Either way is fine, just whatever's happening, just go with it. Okay, now it wants to come down. So now we'll do the embodied awakening invocation. So I invite you to repeat the following after me to your higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just either feel the energy moving spontaneously in your body or just feel your breath come and go. Either way, stay really passive. This is the best strategy for letting the divine come and penetrate you. As always, you'll get exactly the right amount of awakening. So some of us are in embodied awakening now. To reality check that, just ask the following question. At the same time, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's true, then you are in embodied awakening. Okay, that feels pretty grounded into the body. So just take a moment and just note how the body feels overall. We got a baseline check a while ago, earlier in the call. So if you have any memory of what that felt like compared to this, see if you feel more luminous and radiant, more divinely conscious. Okay, so just feel your perception of yourself in the body. See if you feel your divine being there as well. Again, the simple test is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're in embodied awakening, certain qualities are present in your life. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you can just know what to do intuitively a lot more, and there's more bliss. To learn all the nuances of the awakening invocations, you can do the 16-part invocation masterclass inside the membership at your convenience. Okay, that embodiment feels pretty strong. If you prefer this state to your current daily state of consciousness, and you'd like this to be your new normal, then I'm going to have you do another invocation. This is optional, but if you'd like you to have more embodied awakening more of the time, then repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my peaceful light body. From now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world, let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And thank you. Now just relax and let the energy move. Okay, just take a moment to feel that integrating. Allies, we ask that the good medicine we have created through our work now radiate out to all beings who will be helped by it. Thank you. So now we humans just stay passive. The energy will radiate on its own. We will each keep all the benefit we've gained. But the universe is multiplying it and spreading it around in whatever way serves highest good. So some of us are having a higher level blended awareness. So if you've got that, enjoy it. If you don't worry about it. It's the sort of thing that shows up when you're ready for it. Okay, that's complete. Allies, is there anything further that it would serve highest good for us to do before we close? They're saying if any of you had a specific intention at the beginning of this work, and if checking on it now would be helpful, some kinds of healing, you would be able to tell now if there was a difference. Others, you wouldn't know until later for various reasons, but if it's something you could check now, then check it and see if you had a shift. Alrighty. That feels complete. So now, if it was testable, you should have a sense of any shift you experienced from the healing. And you may well be feeling a difference in consciousness, which you can keep with you as your new baseline. Alright. So I'm going to close the mesa. Just relax and feel the energy. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience live or on the recording, allies, please remain with that person for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Alrighty, the container is closed. So anyone who needs to depart, live or recording, can do so now, or you can hang around for feedback and Q&A. Let me just get an audio check right now. Someone typed that the mic has gone out. If you can hear me now, please type yes in the chat. Okay. Oh, thank you for the yes. I was getting a little worried there. Okay, two yeses. Okay, I'm glad you can hear me. Hopefully that any interruption of the sound was just intermittent and brief. Okay, she thinks maybe it was her own speaker. Okay, good. All right. So any feedback anyone would like to give, you're welcome to let me make it so you can unmute yourself if you wish. Just a sec. Okay, so anyone can unmute themselves. Just, you know how to do that, hopefully. If you're on the phone, it's *6. Otherwise, click the little mic icon on your screen. And, or you may prefer to type. Since we did a little different tonight, I didn't use the drum. I used the rattles only to drive the healing stuff. Would love to get a sense of what kind of experience people had. Was it as strong as usual? Less? More? Hi, Deanna. So, hi.
A couple of things. No, it was not just the one speaker. For me, the speaker went out. It was during, most of it was during the, all I can think of is Out You Go. During that song.
Okay.
The speaker went out and came back and then had some feedback. And I just took it for par for the course. When you weren't rattling, the voice came back and settled in okay.
So the rattle seemed to be overriding the audio circuits.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and I just, this has not happened often, if ever. On this one, my cat curled up on my abdomen right at the beginning, which mm-hmm. is usual, and immediately went into deep, deep snoring. And again, that's not usual. When we've got all this healing stuff going on, he's more active.
Okay.
But he went into this super deep sleep until we integrated. As we were integrating with higher, you know, the higher beings, then he started twitching and jittering, almost like he was like when a dog dreams and they run in their sleep.
Right.
He was doing stuff like that, but his whole body was twitching. And I thought, he's doing the same thing here. And then when we were done with that, then he just woke up and started, you know, licking himself and just, you know, being cat happy.
Wow, fascinating.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the healing for me, it I have a third eye headache that I did not have when we started. So it's just intense pressure in the third eye. I prefer the drumming, but I feel like I got what I needed because I always trust that I get what I need.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
That's helpful, but that's what I got for tonight.
Okay. All right. Great feedback. Thank you very much, Deanna. And thanks for showing up so consistently to the live calls.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Would love any other feedback. Would love to hear from at least one other person if they also had, also obviously Yolanda had a issue with sound. Did anyone else also have a audio interruption? Yeah. So it says Cass, but it looks like it's, is it James?
Yep, it's Jim.
Hi.
Thank you.
Jim, hi.
So yeah, so first of all, thank you very much for what you're doing here for us, for the planet, you know, for the awakening. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, as far as the sound, yeah, same, I would say the same thing as Deanna just said. It seemed like during the, I think it was when we were, you were removing the dark spirits, your sound got real, it just faded out, got real, real quiet. You know, and I had turned my volume way up to even hear you, but it just quieted down. And then, yeah, toward the end, it came back real good. So it just faded out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And I guess a question with the dark spirits that we remove, who are they? Were they humans that were here and got stuck, or are they something else, or is it both? What?
Well, there's all kinds of variety. Typically, they're not human and never were.
Okay.
There's actually a whole class of beings that are called like dark entities, and we all. Very few humans are without them entirely. It's just that there's also beings of light that come and hang around people, and your thoughts and actions and environments tend to, you know, have a great deal to do with the percentage of light versus dark beings that are in your field. It's kind of like, you know, microbes or bacteria in your gut, you know, some are helpful, some are not. It's a similar thing energetically with entities like that. And this call was designed to help, you know, remove them, obviously. I tend to believe what the Law of One teaching says about those things. The Law of One states that there's two fundamental paths for evolution. One is service to other. The other is service to self. And a service to other being wants everything they do just to be good for the other beings they're affecting. A service to self being doesn't care about any of that. It just wants what it wants. And any damage done to anyone or anything else is just collateral damage. They don't care. So dark beings are on the service to self path. And they're trying to draw energy from us. And, you know, they're like little vampires often, just kind of sucking energy, like little mosquitoes, you might think. And what they try to do is get us to fire up challenging emotions and thoughts. And you'll notice, if you think about the humans in your life, the ones who have a lot of these dark entities tend to behave in ways that are provocative and designed to get your goat and stir you up. And if you go ahead and get into a lower vibration energy of any kind, and you have strong negative emotions, then the dark entities feed on those. And basically, you're giving them the food they want. They want that lower vibration energy because that's their preferred nutrition, if you will. If you're able to stay on the high road, and even after intense provocation from such a person, they just can't get what they want. Usually they'll just move along and find someone who's an easier target. However, the Law of One says that these beings serve a very valuable purpose to those of us on the path of love and light. They are a catalyst for us. Apparently, there have been many universes before this one, and I think it was the Earth before this, the prior universe. Earth was, in fact, a paradise, and there was only beings of love and light here, and it was really fantastic to be on Earth. However, beings on Earth, even though there was no veil, and they knew about the other dimensions beyond this and the evolutionary track that went after Earth, they couldn't be bothered to leave. It was too nice here. And Spirit, you know, it was glad the beings were having a good time. He said, well, I'd rather they move along a little faster because there's all these other dimensions to get to, and we've got a universe to run here. And so in the next universe, which is this one, they said, okay, Earth this time will have some beings of lower vibration to catalyze the beings of light. And thus, if you are being bothered energetically by something, being irritated, provoked, etc., just know that that being of darkness, for its own purposes, is trying to feed into a weakness or a wound or some area where you haven't developed more fully. And that's to keep us light workers alert to where is our next piece of work. Where's the next shadow work we need to do? What's the next evolutionary level we need to go to in order to master and, you know, meet the challenge of this darker being. So that's kind of the evolutionary strategy for this level of reality, which Ra, the being who channeled all this information, or was the source of the information rather, you know, apparently we're level 3 out of 7 here, not even halfway through the whole evolutionary cycle. And we're here fundamentally to make the choice, are we going to be a being of service to other or a being of service to self? And both paths graduate. But those on the path of service to other graduate into a beautiful planet where it's all, you know, learning the subtleties of unconditional love and blending with other beings beautifully. And the other ones go to planets like Klingons, where they're all just duking it out for domination and control. Right? And either side gets a few billion years of that, apparently. Anyhow, so I hope that made some kind of sense. It wasn't too elaborate an answer. So I, you know, the reasons I treat the entities with respect when I talk to them is because they are performing a valuable role. They are really essential to the business of being in third density, which is where Earth is. So, you know, I'm assuming that anyone who comes to Awakening Plus is on the path of love and light. And I can't imagine they'd be drawn here otherwise. And therefore, you know, getting, you know, cleaned up a little is going to help. So I hope that's a helpful explanation. Was that coherent, Jim?
Yeah, that helped a lot. Thank you very much. Yeah, and as far as healing, yeah, this went, for me, very good. Right now, I feel like I could almost float off the chair. Very good. So, yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So glad to hear that. Thanks. Okay, so it's clear that the fact that on the sound quality issue, the fact that it slowly faded out, I've had Zoom do that every so often, even when I was using the good mic. So that, sadly, is an unpredictable artifact of Zoom sometimes. And it only seems to happen when I do music. So it sounds like people were able to have a good experience anyway. What I'll do is I am making another high-quality recording with a separate physical mic that isn't on the Zoom, so I'll just plug that audio in for this call on that. When I play the video, if the video is too compromised because of that, I may just not post the video and just post the audio for this one. So we'll see. Janice says, sound was great. Love the rattle. I heard a buzzing sound when we were done. It sounded like a bee. Thanks, Benjamin. Thank you, Janice. Any other feedback from anyone?
Hello.
Hello, Libra. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I have a question about during the same time when you were having the dark entities leave. All of a sudden, my children ran into the room and just started, you know, spinning around and dancing. And I just wanted to make sure that it isn't as if maybe they would have attached themselves to my kids because they suddenly ran into the room. That's not a possibility.
No, we work in a sacred, safe container.
Okay.
And that container was around you. And therefore, anything you were releasing was just gone into the portals and would not have affected anyone in your environment. So they're fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good question. Yeah, as a shamanic practitioner, that is always my number one job. Keep everybody safe. Make sure that what we do serves highest good and does not harm anybody. So that's always my top priority. Yeah. I take that very seriously. And Suda says, fell asleep at the end there. Very cleansing. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Suda.
I have a question.
Okay.
When you say service to other fourth density or higher beings, can you describe that term? And I know you've explained it before, I'm not recalling.
Yeah. And in the next course I put into Awakening Plus, I'll go into all this and how to work with allies and why I call each particular being and stuff. But to answer your question right now, in the scheme described by Ra, we're third density. And just to give you a little background, first density is where you just come in as an element, fire, earth, air, or water. And that lasts a few billion years. Then the next level, you come in second density as an animal or plant. Now there's moving toward the sun and awareness of that. You have, you know, kind of group consciousness, but you aren't fully individuated until you get to third density, which is human. And here we have free will, consciously, we have individual awareness, it's a whole new level of awareness. Then fourth density, service to other, is, according to what Ra says, that will happen on Earth itself, which itself has all seven densities in it. So when you graduate to fourth density on Earth, apparently you stay on Earth, and go to the fourth density level, which third density beings aren't even aware of for the most part, unless they have extraordinary, you know, spiritual awareness. So fourth density, you still have a body, but it's a little more etheric. The lifespan, I believe, is 90,000 years. And the fourth density itself lasts, I think, 1 or 2 billion years. And it's the perfection of unconditional love. And just, I mean, subtleties that a human mind could not even begin to comprehend. Another apparent feature of fourth density is combined individual and blended planetary consciousness. Apparently, every being on the planet is a cell in the global brain, which, you know, we call Gaia here. But you are simultaneously functioning as an individuated being, and you're also merged with the entire planetary consciousness, which includes all the beings on the planet in fourth density. Furthermore, there's apparently complete transparency. Once the fourth density really gets rolling, there's no such thing as a private thought or a private emotion. Everyone can perceive all the thoughts and emotions every other being is having. And again, the practice there is to hold unconditional love for everyone and everything, regardless of what they're doing. So that's my recollection of what Ra says about fourth density. It sounds pretty awesome to me. And then the quick tour of the rest, fifth density is wisdom. And again, refinement of wisdom in ways that our human brains could not even comprehend. Sixth density is the merging of love and wisdom. And then when you get out of sixth density, you're into seventh, which is more like back to unity. And then you fire up a whole new universe. And you do it again and again and again. Ra says there's an infinite number of universes that preceded this one and an infinite number that come after it. So that's my tour of the densities according to Law of One. And anyone can read the Law of One material for free online. It's at lawofone.info. And they also have, you know, physical books and audio books and all that stuff if you want to get into that as well.
Okay.
Was that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Okay. Yes, very helpful.
Okay.
And I keep thinking, nah, I don't want to worry about it. I'll just do what I'm doing here because I follow the flow, whatever feels right. So mm-hmm. I may read it sometime and I may just wait for the next thing that you put out and get the cliff notes.
Yeah, I'm actually planning a Law of One overview as a later course a little down the road.
Okay.
And again, no one has to buy into the Law of One stuff to do Awakening Plus. It's just the most coherent explanation of life, the universe, and everything that I've come across yet in my own explorations. And I know some of the people who are at the headquarters of Law of One, and they're really just beautiful and amazing people. So the yeah. vibe is good.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome. Hmm. Any other questions, comments, feedback, anything at all? Oh, one other thing I'll mention about Law of One is it is very difficult reading at first. I would guess it's written at a postgraduate level because Ra, the entity being channeled, is very precise with its language and seems to be saying things in an unnecessarily complicated way at times. Although Ra actually does say at one point, we are aware of how we're phrasing things and we are using unusual language structures to convey subtle nuances that a more plain spoken phrasing would not accomplish. So I don't always get why they had to say mind, body, spirit complex when they could have just said human, but things like that show up in the work. But after you've read a few of the entries, there's like 106 or 108 channelings all told, you kind of begin to get the hang of the phrasing. And there's also a wonderful, the most recent book published by Gary Bean, who's the co-director, is, what did he call it? I can't remember the exact title, but basically he simplifies the core concepts of Law of One. And, you know, every major concept that's in the teaching, he puts it in this book and then gives it in plain English. So they understand that it's difficult reading, and this latest book by Gary Bean is what does that mean, this concept? And you can just go to his book and look up the concepts. They're alphabetical and just have his take on, in plain English, what does that concept mean anyway? So that's helpful.
Thank you. And Suda typed lawofone.net. Is that what?
Actually, lawofone.info.
And I'm having an experience right now, as mm-hmm. you were talking, after I said I just go into the flow and follow what feels right, mm-hmm. I started feeling energy movement, and right in the heart, cold, very cold and boring in. And I feel like they're drilling into something. And I felt that at the beginning of the healing.
Okay.
And I thought, they're not done yet. They're doing something else. I'm not sure what this is about.
Lucky you.
I also what's that?
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I also had an intention for a friend who's on a ventilator and having some real health challenges right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so I'm not in this area of my chest. I'm not sure if it's boring into my heart and doing some sort of cleansing, or if I'm tuning into him and something he's feeling with the ventilator. It's hard for me to tell.
Right. Or maybe you're doing some circuit healing for him.
Very possibly, and I welcomed that. So if I am, I still welcome it.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
So, I would just recommend staying with that process for as long as it runs.
Yeah, that was my thought tonight, my intention.
And since we're no longer in the sacred container, you might just pop in the healing invocation to formally let them know you're in for the ride.
Okay, yeah, good plan. I think I'll do that.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you, Deanna. So Yolanda typed, thank you, Benjamin. It's good to attend these meetings again. Yeah, it's good to have you back, Yolanda. Thanks for being here. Libra, hi.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to mention something that I didn't mention before.
Okay.
During the healing, my hand, well, let me say, I saw an image of, I think it was the Egyptian goddess Sekhmet. Mm-hmm. I think that's who it was. And she was showing me how to move my hands. And I saw like molecules and fractals and particles stop and then speed up and then pause and then speed up as I moved my hands.
Wow.
And then once we were done, my hands were on fire, and I had pain in my right wrist, but my hands were on fire, and I felt something coming. Felt like something was releasing. Something was coming out of my right palm, I think. But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know I did hear a whisper that sound like time jumper, time. I think that's what I heard. Time jumper. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe you're not from around these parts.
Maybe.
Many of us are not. Yeah, I'm glad you had the Sekhmet experience. And yeah, lots of divine beings show up in these events sometimes. And if you're not aware, the heavy energy often flushes out the hands and or the feet.
Oh,
so okay. Is this your first Awakening Plus live call?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you jumped in on the deep end here. Yeah. Yeah. So you clearly have a lot of inner awareness. So yeah, if you got through this, you can handle anything we do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is a great experience.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll just mention I've had so many peculiar and intense experiences in my years of, you know, shamanic experience, and a lot of them never get explained. It was just energy moving and a peculiar phenomena, and it's done, and something got cleared, and I didn't need to know what, and was happy that the clearing happened and just move along. When I was in my early years of this kind of work, I was very curious and trying to understand everything. And finally, over the years, I relaxed. If I need to know, I'll be told. Because so much of it is just beyond even the ability for a human mind to comprehend. My mind finally got that this is a waste of time trying to figure this out. And I had noticed that I was getting insights spontaneously if they were needed or helpful. So I stopped probing quite so much with my intellect after that. During, you know, shamanic or spiritual experiences. But if you're still curious and still want to probe, keep doing it. I'm not saying you shouldn't at all. Just you may get to a point where the desire for taking another intellectual stab at something beyond the mind is just not so interesting anymore. All right. And Joanne types, thank you, very powerful today. Thank you, Joanne. Any other questions or feedback or comment? Last call. Wow, what a nice vibration we're getting right now. Okay, then we will wrap it up. Thank you all so much. So grateful that you all showed up, whether you were live or on the recording. It's an honor to serve in this way. And so tonight is September 22nd. Tomorrow night, live, we'll be doing our very first Ask Me Anything. I guess we got warmed up tonight. So we'll be there for the sole purpose of me fielding questions about, you know, the kind of stuff we do here. Or, you know, things that are relevant. So encourage you to show up for that. It will be archived and put in the membership as well. So thank you all very much. Many blessings to you all, and good night.